From KUOW Seattle, I'm Steve Scherer.
And I'm David Hyde.
More than 1.1 million people are living with HIV in the United States. Here in Washington, more than 11,000 people are living with HIV and AIDS. It's according to the Washington State Department of Health. Now, a new study out of UCLA may give researchers a powerful new tool to slow down infection rates. And that tool might surprise you. It's Twitter.
Researchers looked at more than 550 million tweets over a six-month period, and they scanned the tweets for phrases linked to risky behavior.
Some of the phrases were going to have sex, who's down to have sex, 420.
Researchers found a link between where those tweets came from and the high rates of HIV. The study was published in the journal Preventative Medicine, and the lead author is Dr. Sean Young, assistant professor of family medicine at UCLA.
We know people are talking about this. Where are they talking about it? So you can use technologies from things like Google Maps, and you can now take those tweets and put them on a map of the United States to figure out where these conversations are occurring. And we thought that would be really important because later on down the line for health departments to be able to see where these conversations are happening would be important for to help them be able to predict possible outbreaks.
What are some of the other diseases that public health officials might track using Twitter or some of these other kinds of social media?
Flu is a good place for looking at that because you can compare, did we just see a lot of tweets indicating people might be experiencing flu-like symptoms, and then what is the delay between that and an actual outbreak of the flu? So flu is one area. Another area could be waterborne or airborne diseases. It speaks to public health departments to say we need, just as technology developers and companies are providing more access to their data, what the study says is that public health departments should be providing more frequent and more access to their data so we can make use of it and be able to help prevent outbreaks and prevent spread of disease.
Of course, not everybody's on social media. Not everybody's on Twitter. How do you deal with the problem of that sort of, you know, there's people sort of beyond your study. They're out there engaging in behaviors that might not be captured through this methodology.
You don't individually have to be using Twitter for us to know if there's a potential outbreak that might be occurring in your county. We have so many people using social media, and it continues to grow, that we do have enough information out there where we can get a good idea from a public health perspective of where outbreaks might be occurring in the future. We just need to be able to refine these tools.
Dr. Young, for non-scientists, if you just had to sum it up, why is your research important?
I think it's important because there's so much data around us that's being collected. So right now when you use a smartphone, you use your computer, you go to websites, and I think it's really important that just as marketers right now, companies are using that information to help market products for us, public health researchers and physicians, and we need to be using that information to help people and to help be able to improve health in society. And I mean, I think just as when you board a plane and you know it has a real-time monitoring system, and you wouldn't board that plane if it didn't have that real-time monitoring system, I think that it's really important that public health and medicine, that we start incorporating those approaches where we are constantly collecting data in real time and using that data to help ourselves and to help public health and society.
Dr. Sean Young is assistant professor of family medicine at UCLA. His study was published in the Journal of Preventive Medicine. It's The Record on KUOW.